our word for this morning. That I just want to remind you.
Thank you.
Can I give you a reminder?
That's right, brother. Thank you.
We have a comforter. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. You know, I want to let you know we don't have to be wearied in well-doing. I want you to know you can be encouraged this morning. And I hope this message encourages you. You know, you couldn't, if I can, was able to get on this video this morning and ask everybody, what is your problem? What do you need from God? Yeah. Amen. You may be a little low. You may lost your loved one. You may lost your home. Amen. You may not have no more food stamps. You may, amen, didn't get that. This may be your last check. But I want to tell you in the fear of the Lord, don't you worry. Lord, he can comfort you in these times. Amen. Through his word. Amen. Because he said in his word that he will never leave you. Not forsake you. And I've been serving this man for years. And I want to report to you, he never lost a battle. What he said he would do, he would do it. Amen. He don't tell you something that he can't work out. Huh? Amen. Amen. So I thought I'd come by to give you some good news. Whatever you're going through with, you quit trying to go through with it by yourself. Can you promise me that you will give it to the Lord? How many know the Lord that's his source? This is our source in the Lord. Sister, that's correct. He is the answer. Amen. Sometimes you can't get it from your friends or your best friends or whatever, but I want to tell you we can rely on the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, but I need the Lord every step of the way. I can't move, I can't talk, I can't walk unless he give me strength, amen. And I want to tell you, he'll stop by and, amen, if you feel like you can't walk, he'll reach out. And only thing you got to do is hold his hand, amen. And he'll hold your hand. Come on, somebody. Amen. He'll take you in the valley. Praise God. The Bible said, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to want lie down in green pastures. And I believe he said he restored my soul. Praise God. He's there for us. He's right there for us. He will restore us. He will help us. And I thank God. I thank God. That's why we can make it. That's why I can make it. Because I got the Lord on my side. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We don't have to worry. Bible said, weeping and do it for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Amen. I hear Sister May said, we don't have to fret. Amen. Our fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. God, you may can't see it sometime, but you must have faith while you're there worrying about it. The Lord is working it out. Amen. Yeah. That's why faith ain't what you see. We want to see everything. Amen. We kind of nosy at times. I got to see this thing. I got to feel this man and make sure he is the man. But you got to have faith. The Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I can't see it, but I got evidence it's there. Amen. I got evidence the Lord is working behind the curtain. Amen. I might can't see it, but I tell you what, he's fixing it. He's turning it around. And the thing he wants to do is look to Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I'm so glad I can boast on my God. I want to tell you, my God is a big God. My God can work out every problem, matter not how big it may be. I can depend on him. So be encouraged. Church, look to Jesus. Yes, yes, we're living in trying times. Yes, yes, we're living in troublesome times. Yes, yes, we're living in perilous times. But I want to tell you, we also live in God's time. Halo in here. And long as we're in the Lord's time, he got the whole world in his hand. Ain't that good? Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you get over concerned about the leaders and how they're doing and all the laws and bylaws they're making, but I want to tell you, we got somebody above them. Amen. We got a God that up high and he looks low. Amen. I'm encouraged. Praise God. See, the devil, he tried to flick your body. He tried to make things happen to you. He tried to make you discouraged. Amen. He was trying to flick my body this morning. Amen. But you know what? I didn't pay him any attention. Praise God. Because I know my God going to work it out. I know my God going to fix it. I know my God is a deliverer. Amen. Do we have any witness in the house? Amen. How many know the Lord is a deliverer? Amen. He's a master of mechanics. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you, we don't have nothing to worry about. We're going to prove it through the scriptures. Let's turn over here to 2 Corinthians. Praise God. The first chapter. 1 Corinthians. Excuse me, not first, but 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. We want to read two verses there. Amen. Verse 3, the third verse and the fourth verse. The Bible said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Praise God. Who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted in God. Amen. So I thank God this morning for the comforter. Amen. In our times of trouble, in our hardship, amen, he is able, praise God, to comfort them that are in any trouble. Praise God. Amen. You know, sometimes we don't ask for trouble, but sometimes trouble come right on our doorstep. Praise God. What we're going to do, we're going to turn around and run back in the house. No, we're going to stand still and see God work it out for us. Praise God. Amen. We don't have to be troubled and wearied and well-doing. Amen. The Bible teaches us. He taught his disciples. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father's house. Praise God. I said, in my Father's house are many, many mansions. Praise God. We ain't praying to a disabled God. We not praying to a handicapped God. We not praying to a God that can't function. Amen. Only thing we got to do is trust in the Lord. Praise God. Don't trust in what you see. Don't trust in all the problems that's arising around us. Amen. Sometimes we don't need to be gazing at all of that stuff. Amen. Look to the hill. Look to Jesus. Pull out the word of the Lord. Amen. Let the word of God comfort you with his holy scriptures. Because he tell us, amen, I'm with you. Amen. I'll be there for you. Amen. I will not leave you. Amen. At them the words we need to hear in these times that we're living in. Praise God. Amen. So that's why I want to encourage you, every one of us, to know, don't be weary. Amen. Praise God. There's so many people, praise God, that have lost their appetite. They ain't able to eat because they all over-concerned. Amen. Some folks, amen, can't know. The minds is filling them with fear. Amen. They can't think, amen. Today could be Sunday, but they think it's Saturday. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. You too over-concerned and overcharged with what's happening in our world today. But I want to tell you, be calm. Amen. Amen. Listen and read the comfort word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The word teaches us we don't have to be stressed. Amen. Is that right? Amen. We don't have to be wearied and well-doing. Come on. How many know we all are too blessed to be stressed? We all are too anointed to be disappointed. We all are too equipped to be whipped. Amen. We ain't worrying about the devil trying to whip us. We're going to whip him. We're going to put him on the run. We're going to let him know he got to go. Praise God. It's the devil behind the big picture anyway. Folks wouldn't be bad as they are. Amen. We sometimes blame man and people, but it's the devil behind. That's the devil, amen, that make people do what they do. Amen. So we want to listen to the Lord. We want to follow the Lord so we can do what he tell us to do. Amen. When the Lord tell us to do things, he'll let us know. Amen. I got this. I got this. You don't have to fight in this battle. Do you realize that? Amen. Do you realize the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's? Ain't that good? Amen. So I can take my coat off. I can sit down and relax and just point. Say, Lord, you see it. Lord, you see this person. You see this circumstance. You see this problem. Fix it, Lord. Sometimes people say, can you fix it? You can leave can off because he can fix it. Just tell him, fix it, Lord. Turn it around. Give me the strength. Give me the courage. Give me the comfort, Lord, so I can go right on in victory. How many know we all conquerors in the Lord? We're conquerors. Amen. More than conquerors. Praise God. We will not and shall not be defeated. Praise God. Why? Because we are on the winning side. Come on, somebody. We are on the winning team. And when I stand before God, I got the winning ticket in my hand. When the Lord opened those pearly gates, amen, I can walk in with my ticket in my hand. Amen. You know, when you want to go places, most times you got to have a ticket. I want to go see this person. I want to go to this game. I want to go over here. I want to go to the zoo. I want to, amen. If you ain't got that ticket, come on, somebody. You ain't getting in. Amen. That's the entrance. That's the entryway is the ticket. So I want to tell you this morning, in the fear of the Lord, we need that. Praise God. And we shall come in. I can hear the Lord say, come on in. Come on in and enter. Come on in and enter, my brother and my sister. Enter the joys of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I don't think I'm just going to just walk in. I think I'm going to be shouting in.
Woo!
Praise God, I made it. Amen. Through all the hardship and through all the problems on this earth and all these things we got to face. But look out, somebody. I'm coming on in there. Amen. Lord, welcome. Open the door and he welcomed us in. Come on in and enter into the joys of the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's making chills go over me round about now. Praise God to be able to be with the Lord. Bible said to be absent in this body is to be what? Present with the Lord. Look at God. Look at God. Let's turn over here to John, St. John, the 14th chapter. Amen. We want to read from verses 15 through 18. Praise God. The Bible says, if ye love me. How many love the Lord? Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, sister. Praise God. Look here. I want to put up two hands. Amen. He might miss one of them, but I'm going to make sure he's going to see the other one. Amen. Praise God. I love the Lord. But he said, if ye love me, then it's a duty that you keep my commandments. I got a lot of people, and I see a lot of people in this world today. Everybody say they love the Lord. But I want to say, are you keeping his commandments? Amen. People that's living raggedy lives. People that doing any and everything. They said, I love the Lord. But if you love the Lord, the Bible said you will what? Keep his commandments. Question for you. Are you keeping his commandments? Are you keeping his word? Are you following his procedure? Amen. See, if you're not keeping his commandment, you can say you love him all day long and all week long and all year long. That don't make you love him because you say, I love the Lord. Come on, somebody. We got to keep his commandments. Amen. See, now, if we love the Lord and we keep his commandments, and then when we have down times and troublesome times and hard times, he'll be there for us. He'll be right there all the time. Amen. A lot of people wait when trouble come and problem come and, oh, Lord, I need you, Lord. Come, Lord, come. Well, I'm here to tell you, you got to follow the Lord when trouble's not even a present. Amen. You got to have them all the time. Amen. Don't wait till you, amen, get in trouble to call on him. We don't want to use him like a spare tire. Four of my tires is up and it's drivable and it's not flat. I'm just driving everywhere and we good. But then when one get flat, then who we want to call on? Want to call on somebody. We want to call on the Lord. But I want to tell you, you need to call on the Lord while you got four tires running. Thank you, Lord, this car is going. Thank you, Lord, for this automobile. And thank you, Lord, that I don't have no flat. Come on, somebody. Bible said, if ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Thank God for the comforter. Thank God that the comforter will, amen, abide with us forever when we keep in his commandments. Amen. Everybody want goodness and amen. Want all the greatness from God. But how many people want to serve him and do the right thing while things are going good? Amen. But if you keep his commandment, the Bible said he shall send that comforter that it may abide with us forever. Even the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Huh? Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Praise God. See, we won't see the world. Amen. Can't understand this. See, the world need to realize, amen, to allow this powerhouse, amen, to be in their spirit and in their life. Praise God. See, because it said, amen, the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. In the words, the world is not getting acquainted with God and with the Lord. You got to be on the Lord's side to get his favor. You got to be on the Lord's side to get into his kingdom. You got to be on the Lord's side for the Lord to work numerous of miracles in your life. See? But the Bible said, because the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Amen. How many know you got to know him for who he is? We got to know that he is the Savior of the world. We got to know that he is a deliverer. Huh? We got to know, amen, that he is a healer. Huh? Amen. We got to know that he is a way maker. Praise God. Let's don't sit and stand there and act like the Lord ain't doing nothing for you. We got the knowledge that he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Some people not understanding who is the king. A lot of people today want to be the king. But I want to tell you, the king is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is my king. He is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. And I follow him. Praise God. Because one day I ain't going to be able to take my shoes off. Huh? One day my tongue gonna be glued to my mouth. And I'm gonna cease to breathe. And I'm gonna be out of here. But I wanna wake up on that resurrection morning to see my king say, come on in. Amen. Well done, thy good and faithful. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on in here. Amen. Ain't no king can do that but God. And that's who we need to have our mind on, the King of the Lord. Amen. Somebody that can produce. Somebody that can fix things. Somebody that can make a way out of no way. Praise God. So I wanna know him. If you don't know him, you need to get to know him. But he's the man that can bring this comfort. When you're down, he can make you, amen, lift you up. Yes, amen. When you're weak, come on, somebody, he can make you strong. When you feel like you, it's unbearable. Amen. I just was talking to the gentleman on the other day, as my wife mentioned there in the restaurant, and he was saying, I got some unbearable pain. Amen. Day and night, I got to face this pain. But I try to let him know, man, brother, amen. I got a king, amen. A king of kings, a Lord of lords. I said, but God can take that pain away. He can heal you. He's a pain reliever. I said, I'll be praying for you. He said, yes, please do. He said, because I know about that king too. Come on, somebody. He ain't God good. Amen. Now, not all the time he just come right then. Amen. I got a little problem, affliction here. Amen. And amen. And it just happened overnight. Amen. And it's still with me right now. But I'm not worrying about it. God works in his ways and in his timing. How many know he's a timing God? But he wants you to stay encouraged. He wants you to keep the victory. He wants you to know that he's on the way. Praise God. And he comes when he get ready. I don't set a time. Lord, I need you tonight at 6:30. I need you to come tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Come on. The Lord knows when to come. On the thing, he knows when to arrive. Praise God. Mary, Martha, amen. He knows when to arrive. Amen. Yeah, yes, I know you're sad. Your brother's sick. And now he ain't only sick, he passed away. Amen. But you got to realize, come on, somebody. I said you got to realize who you're calling on. Huh? Amen. What did he say? I am the resurrection and the life. Come on, somebody. I'm the one that give life. I'm the one that take life. I'm the one that can bring back life. Amen. It ain't don't mean nothing called he passed away, he's dead, but God can bring, amen, death to life. Amen. Won't he do it? Amen. He don't care if you're dead in sin, he can bring you some life and some everlasting life. Amen. It don't matter if you're dead in the flesh, he can raise the dead. Yeah, come on. He can cleanse the lepers. He can do it all. And that's why I love to trust in him. And I don't get afraid in this time we're living in. It's a challenge time. I can see it. I'm human. I see what's going on. And I know God see it too. And long as the king see it, I ain't got to worry about nothing. But know that God is handling that. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Can we read this again? Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither known him, but ye know him, for he what? Dwell it with you. See, we know the Lord, and he's within us. Huh? And shall be in you. And he promised us on this last verse of scripture. It said, I will not leave you comfortless. Amen. And that good news. And that good news this morning, brothers and sisters. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's all I need to know. Amen. That's why I can go from day to day. Because the word says he will not leave us comfortless. Amen. He will always be there. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I'm excited. I don't know about you. I am excited what God can do and what he's going to do. Amen. And no need to pull out your calendar and start pointing at the days. Lord, I've been sick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the 18th, 19th, and tomorrow getting ready to be the 20th, and I'm still in the same predicament. Amen. That ain't the way you do. Amen. Put your calendar up and look up to God. See, the Lord don't go on. He don't work by the calendar. And he don't work by man's clock time. That's for you. That's not for God. Have faith when you pray, knowing that he will prevail in his own timing. You just keep the faith. You just wait on the Lord. Bible said, if you wait on the Lord, he shall renew your strength. And he shall mount up your wings as eagles. Ye shall run and not be wearied. Walk and not faint. If you didn't hear the first wait
on the end, he said, wait, I say on the Lord. Amen. He don't come on the calendar time. He don't come on the clock time. He don't come on your time. See, your time will say you late. But when you look on God's time, his time will say, I'm right on time. I'm on time. I'm here. Where are you? Why are you complaining? Where's your faith? Why you don't know that when you serve me, you got to wait on me. Amen. Because when I come to do business. When I come to work it out. So you don't have to be pulling your hair out. You don't have to be just all out of shape and wearied and well doing. Listen, the word said, Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you. Amen. I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's the best thing I hear today. Amen. I heard a lot of testimonies and prayers, but I tell you this right here is the best thing I hear today. I will be there with you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will be there. Amen. Ain't that good news? So when you get in your moments and you feel like the world is crashing around you, just be reminded of the scripture where he says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Amen. When the Lord say that, you ain't got to worry. Brother Jerry took me a long time to fly. I didn't like flying. And people say, oh, it's fun, it's all right. But I had to talk to the Lord for myself. Amen. I wanted comfort from him and through his word. And I remember I prayed because I need to fly somewhere to a destination. I didn't want to drive that far. Back in the day when I was in my 30s and 40s and 50s, I used to drive everywhere. I never flew. But when you get up in them 60s and 70s and 80s, amen, driving ain't so much of a pleasure. Because a long way and long time driving, and you get sometimes wearied in your journey. But I know my God. When I pray to him, I know he would give me an answer. Whatever transportation I may have taken, he will be right there. But I prayed, and the Lord, that morning I got up, went to bed that night and got up. The Lord put in my spirit, he said, fly. I said, what? I know you shouldn't question God. But I had wanted to make sure I'm hearing the right thing. You know, you got. I said, what? He said, fly. And he didn't only say fly, but he made another statement. He said, if you fly, I will go with you. That's all I need to hear. If he with me, I know everything's going to be all right. And guess what? I flew and he was with me. Amen. I got a little fearful. Got a lot of little turbulence and stuff. But I had to keep my mind on thee and on his word. And he said, Lord, you said you will be with me. And I'm so thankful. And that been years ago. And I'm so thankful. I have flew numerous of times. And I'm not afraid. Because the Lord said, I will be there. Calm yourself down. I will comfort you in your time of distress. I will be there for you. You're not flying alone. Your wife might not be with you. Your family may not was there either. But guess what? I will. Amen. Amen. I will be with you. Ain't God good? In other words, he told Mary and Martha that too. You know, you don't have to fret. I'm the resurrection. That he's telling them, I'm the resurrection. Why are you fretting? As long as I'm the resurrection, if he die, I'm going to raise him up. If he's sick, I'm going to heal him. I'm God. Sometimes we forget who God is. Amen. He's a supreme God. He's a God that can do all things. Amen. That's why I trust in the Lord. When things afflict my body, I know my God going to take care of it. And then if he so desire, don't want to heal me, then he's still taking care of it because he's taking me up there with him. And that's healing too. He healed you forever. You ain't in no more pain no more. Amen. You ain't in no more sorrow. Amen. You ain't got to worry about dying. Come on where I'm at. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. He said, I'm gone. Do you know he gone? He gone to prepare a place for us. And if he go and prepare a place for us, he will what? Return. He will come again and receive us unto himself. So why are we worrying? You know, we are, as Christians, we are in a win-win situation. If we stay here, we winning. Huh? If we leave from here, we still winning. Look at the Lord. So we in a good fix. Amen. I don't have to worry about the military. I don't have to worry about the police department. I don't have to worry about Doge. I don't have to worry about nobody. Because I serve a big God. He in control of everybody. Amen. So listen at this. Whatever transpire in your life, know that the Lord allow it to happen. Because God is mighty. He is awesome. If he didn't want it to take place, he could have prevented it. But so that's why you look to Jesus. Get wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in the Lord. Is that right? Is that a good policy this morning? Is that good news this morning? Amen. All right. I want someone to get me 2 Corinthians, please. Second Corinthians. I didn't call that, did I? The first chapter, verse 3 and 4. Did I call that already? Good. All right. Thank you. I thought I did. All right. Let's close out church in Matthew. Matthew. I just want to remind us how blessed we are. Praise God. Sometimes we get all tangled up on what's on our surroundings and our own personal situation. Sometimes we forget who God is and we forget what God can do for us. So Matthew, amen, the 5th chapter, the 4th verse, it said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Let us say good news. I want to let you know we are blessed. Huh? When you mourn, the Lord is right there to comfort us in our time of grieving. He right there to comfort us in our time of pain. He right there to comfort us in our time of agony. For they shall be comforted. Amen. He ain't like man sometimes. Sometimes you get in a predicament. Sometimes man will back off from you. Especially if you've been in that predicament a few months. Now the first 2 or 3 days, they'll wear your house out. Amen. You got people just flooding the houses and don't know where to park. But you let them get a little age on their sickness. Amen. A few months. Amen. Next thing you know, you just see a car every now and then. But I'm so glad the Lord don't work that way. He with you to the end. Praise God. I was talking to a preacher this morning, and we was talking about a funeral. Amen. And I didn't able to see the husband. He lost his wife. And I say this sometime at funeral time, especially at the grave site. You know, after the remain is in the ground and dirt is over it, I remind the friends and family and loved ones, you know, maybe you didn't get to say what you want to say at the funeral because they didn't have but 3 people to have, amen, reflections or comments. Maybe it was 2 minutes and you didn't get to say. There are numerous people want to say something but weren't able to say it. Amen. And sometime when the death and the date of the funeral, maybe you was out of town, weren't able to get there. But I like this, what I like to let folks know when I thought about this in this scripture. I tell them at the graveside service, I said, when the funeral cars leave and take the family back to the home, when all those nice remarks that you made in the funeral service, amen, they all are ceased. Amen. When you go back, most time when you have a funeral, you go back to repast. And you all enjoy eating the fried chicken and the green beans and the potato salad. And amen, all the good fixings. When all that take place, and then you back those days after all the cars done gone home, the funeral home done let you off, and you there alone, weeks and weeks and months, them is the time you need to, amen, give a comfort word. Go there and say, you know, the Lord still love you. The Lord got you in his hand. Amen. See? Those times when everybody leave, that's when the devil really try to get you all down and out and depressed. But this is a warning to us. Amen. Keep the bereaved family in our hearts. Amen. Keep that comfort. Amen. Blessing to them. Amen. Amen. On Monday, you still be a comforting personnel. Amen. On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, next week, next month, next year, amen, let them know that God is still the comforting source. Come on, somebody. Amen. See, praise God. That's when they need you the most. That's when they need you the most. Amen. They're good at funeral time. You got 700-800 people there and everybody patting the side of the head and hugging. It'll be all right. God got it. Yeah, but we want to let you know God got it all the time. Amen. Won't he do it? Amen. So I thank the Lord this morning for his precious word of God. So I hope this brought comfort to you, because I don't know what you are going through with. I don't know what's going on in your personal life, but I want to let you know it don't matter what's going on. We got a big God that can work it out. He can send his peace. He can send his comfort. And he can send his greatness. May God bless everyone.